Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up in a few minutes, General Johnson Jameson and Art Bell will be back with us, since General Jameson didn't leave on the mothership as a result of the, I guess the pigeons lied to him and he couldn't get that hooker out of his particle transporter. He's still here on Earth with us. He's still very much here on Earth, very bummed out in his sneakers, his purple top, and his duffel bag packed. But he will join us along with Art Bell, and they have picked up, and I'm just getting this in bits and pieces, they have picked up more what looks like hieroglyphic carvings on the surface of, what is it, that Jupiter moon, Bud?
Yeah, it's called Titanium.
No, it's called Titan. It's a Saturn moon, right?
I'm not familiar.
What am I asking you for?
I don't know. What are you asking me for?
In any event, they've picked up some kind of hieroglyphic code, and we're going to be talking with them, and we're going to be asking the audience's assistance in, well, deciphering it. General Johnson Jameson and Art Bell in just a few minutes on the Phil Hendry Show. Now, our pet segment has been thrown into disarray. Mr. Powell, obviously, some kind of mental case, who said that he's going to be protesting the treatment of domestic animals by sipping out of toilets for a month. And that is like whack. So we got Dr. Jim Sadler on the line, who's always a great guy. And thanks for bailing us out, Dr. Sadler.
Phil, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on. I was very gratified to get your phone call.
Thank you. But we do a pet segment once a week, and I wanted to ask you about what's new in the world of dogs. And I saw a little article written in one of the Dog Fancy magazines that you'd written about the problem of neighbors and their dogs coming onto your lawn.
Well, it's a problem that we all have. A neighbor will bring the dog onto your lawn, and the dog will do its morning business, and he leaves a little gift there for you. And obviously, the neighbor has not picked it up. You should carry a plastic bag of some kind, or plastic gloves, and pick it up. But most of the time, they won't do it. And I have found that it, because I do an awful lot of weightlifting, as you know, and I do an awful lot of I do bodybuilding as a sort of a hobby. I can let that go to my head. And it was an unfortunate incident. I know it was reported in the news. I don't know if you want me to...
Well, we heard about the fact that a neighbor's dog had come onto your property and had done its business. And you, apparently you hurt the animal, didn't you?
Well, I'm not proud of it. And I learned a lot from that.
Well, the article says you picked up the leash and you twirled the dog around your head and then just threw it onto a railroad track.
That is correct.
Well, you don't have to remind him, Bud.
No, it needs to be said. I did. I swung the animal about and then, like a lasso, and then just flung him out onto a track just as a Union Pacific was hitting the turn. So what I've decided to do is deal with the problem in a better way. If an animal is coming onto your property and you know the owner's home, I have two Weimaraners. These are hunting dogs still. They're beautiful animals, short hairs. Connie and Jeremiah are their names. And I have begun feeding them. Not only do I give them the meal mix along with the kibble mix with meat, but I load it up with bran. And do I need to go any further? Where do you laugh at?
You load it up with bran, and you what? So you're telling me...
You're right. It'll leave a pile, I'd say, a good 2 feet high. Now, I'm telling you listeners this because it works. They don't want to keep their dogs off your property. Dog is going to come over and leave a load. I'll tell you what. I got two wife runners that'll pile it high and deep.
Right, I don't
get it. Hang up on him. I'm very disappointed, Dr. Sadler.
I'm not kidding. Come on.
Very disappointed in his stupid, asinine commentary. All right, look, General Johnson Jameson, is he ready to go?
Well, he's really disappointed. I want to talk to him.
We're going to have General Johnson Jameson and Art Bell on in just a moment, and they have picked up some kind of a hieroglyphic from their particle transporter microscope, whatever the hell it is they got, I don't know, some kind of a freaking Hubble job, and they are picking up some hieroglyphic on the Saturn moon of Titan. I find this very interesting. We're going to talk to them in just a moment and ask your help in deciphering what these hieroglyphics mean. It could very well mean a prize for you.
Why don't you just take the 10th caller?
Will you shut up? Anyway, it could very well be important to science. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And I'm joined by Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson. General Jameson, you're on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
I understand you're depressed, sir. Art, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Phil, and I can understand the General is depressed, but you do have an amazing scientific discovery you want to tell us about.
Well, I was hoping the mothership had arrived, but the birds lied, you see. Let me open the window because I got an idea. Hi, pigeons. Yeah? What do you think of this? What do you think of this? Let me just ask you. You want some of this? Ooh, that's got a sting.
General Jameson, this is Art Bell.
Yeah?
I would not do that to the poor animals.
They lied about the mothership. You lie to me, you get dropped. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Can we grow up?
What's that, the name of a song or something? I don't understand. Wait a minute, what am I doing on the phone?
I should be here.
Yeah, no, right, I'm here. Look, I'm all right.
All right, I tell you what, why don't you take this over and we'll man the phones, okay?
Hi, thank you very much. Thank you, Phil. This is Art Bell once again. General Jameson, tell us what you have seen through your particle transporter telescope.
I'm going to ask you out of common decency, Art, to get these birds away from me. They lied to me about the mothership.
Can we get the birds? Just close the window.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's better. Jeez, I didn't know if you closed the window there.
It'll help. General, what are you seeing?
Well, right now, on the surface of Titan, which is the Saturn moon, we've made out 20 different characters, some kind of hieroglyphic, a collection of 20 of them. I need some help, some assistance in interpreting what it says. And the first person who can tell me what it says wins.
General, let's not be juvenile about this, please.
All right. They win a pajamagram from Vermont Teddy Bear for the woman in their life, or if you're some kind of a fruit ball, you want it for yourself. I would have given mine to Gloria, the stripper from the gardens, but she's gone now. I put her in a cab. I bundled her off in a cab, the whore.
Well, General Jameson, looking in your telescope, what do you see?
All right, well, I have 20 different characters, and the people at home need to help me with this.
All right, I've got my pencil and paper. Go right ahead.
All right, the 18th character is the letter A.
The 18th character is the letter A, all right.
The third character is the letter D. So the 18th character is A, the third character is D, the 13th character is the letter S, S as in Sam.
All right, the 18th character is A, the third character is D, the 13th character is the letter S as in Sam.
That's what I said, don't wear it out. Now, the 7th character is the letter L, L as in Larry or lunatic. Linguini, or Rudy's with me. Go ahead, Rudy. La 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 la. Thank you, Rudy. You fag. Now, call me the fag. Sorry. Sorry, Rudy. All right. So you got that? The 7th one?
Yes, I've got that, General Jameson. The 7th character is letter L.
The 14th character is also the letter L. The 14th character is the letter L. Moving along here on the General Johnson Jameson What's Written on the Moon Titan Near Saturn segment. The letter one, the first letter is the letter R. The first character is the letter R.
All right, recapping, the 18th character is an A. The third character is a D. The seventh character is an L. The 13th character is an S. And the 14th character is an L. Is that correct, General Jameson? I'm Art Bell.
Yeah, and I know who you are. Yes, it's correct. The ninth character is an A, as in... A, as in ah. The 11th character is a T, as in toy, tortoise, or touch me. Touch me in a place that is ever so special.
All right, the 11th character is a T... The ninth character is an A.
The 16th character is a K, as in kangaroo, or karate, or kite, or, pardon me, kike.
Well, we don't need that, General Jameson. I think it's very unnecessary for you to go down that road.
Well, okay, sue me. All right, the fifth character is a U. U, as in utter, or under, or ugly, or ugh, you. you'll pardon me, Art, but I have had just a little bit to drink tonight.
Well, I understand you were very depressed when the mothership didn't arrive.
Yeah, that's what I was. The 20th character is an S, as in Sam, or salami, or salacious, or suck it.
You drunk.
All right, now... The second character...
Can we move this along, General Jameson?
Don't hurry me along. I'm in a depressed state. And the other thing... Oh, the birds are back. Hold on. Ooh, that's got a sting. Yeah, got one. Let me close the window. All right. Where am I?
I don't know.
All right. The eighth character is a T. The eighth character is a T. Okay, as in toy.
All right, so the eighth character is also a T.
That is correct. The second character is an E, as in Everlast, or that really bad band that I bought a CD about the other day, Evanescence, or some goth crap. E.
I happen to like Evanescence.
Well, good for you. The fourth character is a B, as in boy, bullion, boil, or bite. All right, a B.
I've got it.
This is really hard for you. All you have to do is go, I've got it. I'm working my ass off over here. I'm working my ass.
I'm sorry, General Jameson, but only you have the telescope.
Well, that's correct. The sixth character is a L, as in Lincoln Log. For instance, the other day, Bob laid a Lincoln Log at...
No, I totally understand.
All right. The 19th character is an S, as in soy, or soil, as in I soiled my slacks.
Yes.
All right. The 17th character is an E, as in eek, or egg. And we've got two more characters here, Art. The 10th character, which is an S as in Sam.
All right, the 10th character is an S.
And the 15th character is an I, as in it, or ill, or it.
Thank you. It, ill, or it.
Yes, and I. So that's it, and I'm sick to death of life.
General Jameson. Phil, I think you'll have to take it back over. I think General Jameson just blew his brains out.
Well, maybe you ought to...
I will. I'll find that out right now.
Okay, thank you very much, Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson. And if you know the what the characters that he just laid out, what that spells out, give us a call here at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is a very specific phrase that it spells out. We have a winner? All right, let's go over here to the line. In fact, Art, maybe you need to do this.
Well, I can't do without the music.
I'm sorry, turn his music back on, bud.
Okay, Mr. Bell, here it is.
Thank you. I frankly, I don't exist unless there is this kind of spooky wacky mothership music. And who do we have on the line here on the Art Bell Show?
This is Casey.
Hello, Casey, and welcome to the program. How are you this evening?
Very good, Art.
And where are you calling from?
I'm from Orlando.
Orlando, Florida, home of Disney World, and also Disney World is there.
Yeah, Disney World,
and I've also been to Disney World. And there's a wonderful place there called Disney World. Now, what does General Jameson, who just blew his brains out live on our coast-to-coast microphones, as you heard, what does the phrase spell out, Casey?
It's Red Bull tastes like ass.
Red Bull tastes like ass. Casey, Casey, you are the winner of a pajamagram for a lovely lady in your life, if you'd like.
Yeah, Kelly will love that.
That's out of sight. And the pajamagram is a beautiful hat box that comes with a lovely keepsake, organza hat box, lavender bath tea, do not disturb sign for those private moments, Casey. And, of course, the personal life gift card, new from Vermont Teddy Bear. All right, Casey, hang on the line, and I believe Tom will get your pertinent information. But again, the winning phrase was Red Bull tastes like ass. And we thank you very much.
Thanks.
Now back to Phil Henry. Are you guys kidding me or what? I'm not the one with the microscope or the telescope. You're telling me that's written on the surface of Titan, Red Bull tastes like ass? You'll have to talk to Dr. Jameson. Well, I guess I can't do that now. He blew his brains out on your coast-to-coast microphones. It's hell, I'll tell you. All right, so that's the winner anyway. Casey wins that nice little pajamagram from the guys at Vermont Teddy Bear. That's out of sight. Comes with some really cool stuff. You know what? I wanted to give that, too, the other night when we had a couple of our females call. See, we've only got 86 women that listen to our show. And I think I had, like, 87, chick number 87 call. I said, oh, man, I forgot to give her the freak. No, I gave one away, didn't I? But there was another one I wanted to give away, and I forgot. And so naturally, women being, well, shall we say, the more economic of the two sexes, you know, they're all just inundating me with email now. I'm your 86, Lester. Can I get one? Anyway, that's really cool. That's a nice gift from the guys at Vermont Teddy Bear. And it's, like I say, and these pajamas, man, are cool. I mean, something she's going to dig. They got, like, red velvet. It's pretty sexy stuff. I mean, and this do not disturb sign is, it's all the stuff chicks dig. Believe me, you can't go wrong with this, man. Do not disturb sign. She's going to like that. Tea, bath tea. And it's got a gift card. And it's got the red, look like satin pajamas, I think. What do those look like to you, bud?
I don't know.
All right, thanks so much. So that's from the guys at Vermont Teddy Bear, and we also, you know, in anticipation of Valentine's Day, we're also going to be plugging some of those Vermont Teddy Bears they got. But you can go to VermontTeddyBear.com and take a look at it and see what I'm talking about. It's real class stuff. It's not garbage, man. We don't go in for the garbage. Speaking of garbage, have you been to our souvenir shop on our website, www.philhenryshow.com? And I know you're the one that thought of that, bud. So
what are you talking about?
I know you're the one that fed them the Red Bull tastes like ass line, so don't even try to pretend like it's their fault.
I didn't do it. He's up there in Saskatchewan.
Bull crap. You gave him the idea. You know he's a befuddled old man. You probably went in front of his freaking telescope and stuck a sign on the end of it that looked like Mars. And that stupid old bastard, well, excuse my French. Anyway. www.vermontteddybear.com. So you go to our website, which is www.philhenryshow.com. Really cool website where you can access the backstage pass. Because I get a lot of email from people saying, can you play this clip? Can you play that clip? Look, go to the website and you can hear it all. Somebody says, have you got this whole hour? Yeah, on our website. It's in a 30-day archive. If you heard something you liked and it happened over the last 30 days, go to the website. Get a backstage pass, $6.95, and you have access to everything. From the 30-day archive to the entire comedy archive. And I recognize that there may be things you really like that are not there in the archives, but let's put it this way. With the 30-day archive, once it hits the air, it's available in its entirety for 30 full days. You can download it. I don't give a crap. I mean, I'm not about that whole,
you know, where I'm being ripped off. That's what we're charging is $6.95. You can do whatever the hell you want with it after that, but it's going to cost you the first time at bat. That's all. That's www.philhenryshow.com. And go to the souvenir shop. We've got the Teds of Beverly Hills shirts, the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police hats with all of Bobby Dooley's stuff, and the Phil Henry Show shot glasses and T-shirts and crew shirt right there at our website. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Jeff Dowder joins us, and it's time for Hypothetical America, right, Jeff?
It sure is, Mr. Henry. It's time for Hypothetical America. And tonight, I'll talk about what if we didn't have any, we had no concrete. I mean, tell me how messed up that'd be. But first, I want to let everybody know that our drum clinic has been rescheduled from this Saturday to the following Saturday. That means it'll be on February the 12th, will be our drum clinic, because this Saturday is like Super Bowl weekend, and a lot of families are out of town. A lot of people are traveling for the Super Bowl. They're getting out of town for it.
And wait. What do you mean they're getting out of town for it?
Well, they're just traveling, trying to get away from it.
I didn't know that the Super Bowl weekend was a big travel weekend.
Yeah, people are travel a lot. They just want to get in the car and go. They're just tired of it all. So
okay.
So anyway, so that's why we rescheduled for February the 12th, our drum clinic, which will feature the basics of jazz drumming, which will be taught by myself, Jeff Dowder, also Toby Bow, and Chris Sorensen will be there, two drummers, another band, one of them is Leadfoot. I'm in the band Dark Horse, I was with the Leadfoot Twins, and of course, Chris Sorensen's been the drummer for the highly touted local L.A. band, Love Can't Last Forever. Okay, so what I want to do now is, I have my drums right here, Phil. I'm trying to master a particular Dave Brubeck riff. If you've ever heard the song Take Five.
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's in 5/4 time. That's why Dave Brubeck called it Take Five. In other words, you know, you can't just, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so, and here's really what it sounds like. It goes like this. Okay, so that's really the riff.
You know, I got Take Five on a CD collection someplace, and I've heard it's pretty good song. It's a jazz, it's a 50s jazz song, right?
Absolutely.
But, who's the drummer?
Drummer on Take Five is a drummer by the name of Joe Morello. Very cool drummer.
Okay. He didn't sound like that, man.
Well, you know, are you a jazz musician?
No.
Well, I don't know if you could really understand. But this is the Take Five riff.
Well, Take Five goes.
Yeah, I know it goes. And then you go.
What the hell, man? That doesn't sound anything like.
Hey, man, you're really offending me now. You know, so jazz drumming's tough to get. Like, I'll do the saxophone playing voice.
All you need is a kid screaming in the background. It sounds like there's a kindergarten going on.
God, what a harsh ass you are, man. I'm coming on your pro.
I'm sorry. Let's just do Hypothetical America.
No, man. No, I don't think so. I'm coming on your program, and
did I tell you could promote your drum clinic?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sorry.
Oh, so in other words, I come on to promote my drum clinic, and I take your abuse.
Mr. Dowder, with all due respect, sir, I'm not a professional musician, you're right. I didn't recognize what you were doing.
Yeah, because those are intricate jazz riffs. I mean, it takes a lot of time, a lot of years, and a lot of time. It takes not only a lot of years, but it takes a lot of time. Okay? And you don't get that?
No, I'm not a musician, so I don't understand jazz.
Okay.
So go ahead. Can we do Hypothetical America?
Okay. It's time for Hypothetical America. What if we didn't have any concrete? The freeways would be dirt, and tell me that wouldn't be messed up. Also, if there was no concrete, the band Concrete Blonde, they'd just be called Blonde. And there's also a band called Blondie. So they'd get swallowed up even more than they got swallowed up. You know what I'm saying? In other words, hi, my name's Blondie, and what's your band's name? Blonde. Oh, real original, man. Are you ripping us off? No. Well, what do you mean? Because we were going to be Concrete Blonde, but no concrete got invented. So I guess we're out. Yeah, I guess you're out of luck. So that would suck. The Empire State Building would be made out of either plastic or wood, and planes would have to land in trees because there wouldn't be any runways. Which, how's that going to work out? You know, I mean, that's completely messed up. So, yeah, we're coming in for a landing now on top of that forest. And just hang on and hope that, you know, this time out we only lose like half of our passengers. Yeah, I mean, you realize that means, Mr. Henry? Every time an airline flies, passengers, you know, like last year we only had, you know, 10,000 passengers killed. As opposed to United Airlines.
Well, maybe they mow the trees down.
What?
What do you mean they're going to land on trees? Maybe they'd make a runway.
There would be no concrete.
It'd be a dirt runway, man. The freeways are made out of dirt.
That's cars, man. That's a whole other paradigm. Also, there'd be no places to walk at the beach in Santa Monica. So, you're just walking on sand. That sucks. And the other thing, rollerblading would be a bitch and a half at the beach because, hello, let's go rollerblading in sand. God, man, I mean, also your feet would get hot and a lot of stuff. I'm Jeff Dotter, and that's Hypothetical America. One, two, one, two, three.
That guy is so messed up. So out to lunch. Yeah, man, if we didn't have concrete, all the planes would just have to land on top of trees. Hypothetical America with Jeff Dotter. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I have an email here from Mandy Jordan. She writes, Phil, I love your show, usually. But I was listening tonight, February 3rd, and heard the comments from David G. Hall. I just wanted you to know what an ignorant, offensive troll he is. I hope that you get hazard pay for working anywhere near this guy. He must be related to someone high up in the company to be the vice president of anything. To outright state that the children involved with the Cancer Outreach Network have a hidden Bush-related agenda is insane. As a mom of two healthy children, I can honestly tell you that politics are the furthest thing from their mind. My husband and I are very ardent Democrats and discuss the world issues with our children, ages 8 and 13, but if they don't happen to hear something politically motivated, they don't bring it up. Jesus. To basically insinuate that these children are using their disease to further along the Bush cause is sheer ridiculousness. He not only insulted the president by claiming that the children who are fighting for their lives would be a good way to get his message across, he insulted you for thinking that if someone had an agenda, that you would be vulnerable to that. I'm sorry. Should I explain what we did on the show last night? I'm just reading this freaking email. David G. Hall was on the program, and he said you must not go to that pep rally and barbecue that the little kids at the Cancer Outreach Hospital are having. And I said, why? He said, because little bald kids with IVs hooked up to them are very manipulative people, and they will get you. You know, they'll influence your thinking. And because the kids like the idea of the Eagles and Patriots being in the Super Bowl, it's very patriotic sounding. You know, American Eagle, the Minuteman Patriot. that they were pro-Bush. And by me going to this thing, they would gradually, like, brainwash me. These little kids, you know, poor little guys with the chemotherapy, with the bald heads. At one point, he called them skinheads. He said, don't let those little skinheads influence you. Now, as you well know, ladies and gentlemen, if you know the premise of this program, you know who David G. Hall is. This lady believes him to be real. So let me continue. This is why I'm laughing to myself, and I realize I got to explain to you guys what the hell it is I'm laughing at. To basically insinuate that these children are using their disease to further along the Bush cause is sheer ridiculousness. He not only insulted the president by claiming that the children who are fighting for their lives would be a good way to get his message across, he insulted you for thinking that if someone had an agenda, that you would be vulnerable to that. As far as the Super Bowl is concerned, it's just football. He himself said he was patriotic. Is he floating a hidden Republican agenda as well? The kids are just fascinated with the coincidence, as we all are. I could support our armed forces without believing in the reasoning behind why they are there. I want the military to do their job. They listen to their boss just like we do. As far as his interest in the Academy Awards, he couldn't... as far as... Because then David went on to say that the actors and actresses would be influenced by the little bald kids into voting bad in the Academy Awards, and they'd get the Aviator or something. I don't know. So she goes on to say, as far as his interest in the Academy Awards, he couldn't even get the name of The Passion of Christ correct. He called it The Passion of the Jesus. I'm sure the film touched him in many ways. I certainly hope that his boss gets a copy of the show's transcripts or heard the way he carried on. I, for one, wouldn't align myself with this guy for all the money in the world. He's so dumb that I'm afraid anyone in proximity might catch it. Sincerely, Mandy Jordan. God bless you, Mandy. I'm sure he couldn't even get the name of The Passion of the Christ. There it is, David G. Hall with his ridiculous agenda about the little bald guys, the little chemo guys. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You really want me to talk about it? You really want me to talk about it, huh?
You got it. It's part on a website.
You really want me to talk about your this week's Bud Babe of the Week?
Oh, so you think she's ugly?
No, I don't think she... I don't think any woman is ugly. Unless she's got an ugly personality, Bud. See, that's my number one rule. No woman is ugly. No man is ugly. Ugly is about personality. Ugly's not about looks. But you see, there is this thing called...
I don't get it.
Just let me explain. There's this thing called this beauty ideal, physically, that everybody's trying to live up to, okay? And as long as everybody's trying to live up to this ideal, and the people that try to shoot for it sometimes fall very short. Okay?
No.
All right, so I'm not going to say that, I know you don't get it because you're an idiot, but I'm not saying that she's ugly. I'm just saying, what in the name of everything that God ever intended for this planet are you making Zsa Zsa Gabor this week's Bud's Babe?
Excuse me, but she's hot and she's a movie star.
You got to be some kind of a freaking retard, dude. First of all, Zsa Zsa Gabor is about, 643 years old, man. I mean, she was old, dude, when I was a kid. And
oh, so you're discriminating on account of age?
No, I'm not. But let me just finish. She's got a freaking... She's messed up, man. What do you want me to tell you?
Look at her.
Well, she's not a bad-looking old lady, I guess. I mean, she's a little paunchy. But you're remembering her the way she used to be, which frankly I think Eva, her sister, was better looking.
She's got a Hollywood star, you retard.
Oh, I'm a retard, huh? I'm a retard?
Yeah, you gotta be a retard. Don't think Zsa Zsa Gabor's hot.
Are you free? What is this, 1962? If you don't think Zsa Zsa Gabor's... Let me just recap what you got here on this Bud Babe archive, okay? No, I don't think these are ugly women. But you call them babes, and that's fine. You can like them.
No, no, no. This is what every man needs to shoot for.
See, that's where I gotta just, like, you know, throw the flag on you, man. Last week, it was Kathy Griffin. The week before, Kathy Moriarty. Not that I don't admire her talent. She's a great actress. But, I mean...
What? Kathy Moriarty? Did you ever see her in Raging Bull?
Yeah, she was like 24 then. Then you got Loretta Lynn. And your big quote on that was, have you ever seen her in a pair of jeans? Why, bud? Is it really interesting to watch somebody slop hogs?
Oh, ha ha. What about Edie Falco?
Edie Falco's brilliant actress. I would love to get to know Edie Falco. I just wouldn't say that. You're telling me that she's better looking than, whatever. Who's that chick I'm always talking about? Naomi Judd?
Way better.
You're freaking nuts.
Way better looking than Naomi Judd. Naomi Judd's skinny and ugly.
Wow, Dickman, do you need glasses? Then we move on to Dolly Parton.
Oh, okay. Tell me how she's not hot.
She's not hot. She's got big, large, fake breasts, and the rest of her is scary beyond words. Then Helen Mirren. What is it with you, bud? You like them like 105? Oh, my God, man. I mean...
Helen Mirren, you kidding me? She's a piece of tail.
What the hell? I gotta get David Hall on here. He wouldn't even believe this. Then you move on to somebody who's not only frightening looking, but also as odious as a person, is that Natalie Maines from Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah, you don't like her on account of... Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. Older women are the bomb. You savvy?
Yeah, dude, I savvy. Then you got Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks, who's like, you know, ready to... I mean, you could make bacon out of her, man. And then...
Boy, are you cruel and mean.
You gotta be kidding with these women, is what I'm trying to say. Annika Sorenstam? She's got a 5 o'clock shadow.
Okay, you know what your problem is? You haven't been laid in a while.
That's none of your business. Don't you ever bring that up again. Then you got Catherine Harris. Okay.
I quit.
Where are you going?
I quit. I'm never going to work here again, you tard.
Fine, man. Just to round out Bud's hot babes, Catherine Harris, Joan Rivers, Susan Powder, Rita Cosby, and Teresa Heinz Carey. Like to thank Bobby Dooley for being on our program tonight, and Rudy Canoza stopped in to give us a taste of the new Ashley Simpson CD. Also, certainly the listener request flashback of Pastor William Rennick. Good to hear you again, Pastor. Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson, a big part of our show tonight, giving away the Vermont Teddy Bear Pajamagram. Ken Powell, how do you treat your domestic pet? He's going to be sipping out of toilets to protest it. Dr. Jim Sadler, who wrote an article on his dog's neighbor crapping on his front lawn, so now he's feeding his dog's Bran and sending him over there. And Jeff Dowder with Hypothetical America, and Bud Dickman, you're a real retard. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.